Imagine raising children while living in poverty. The stress of working long hours for low pay, living in a dangerous neighborhood, not having enough food for your family. Now imagine all of those challenges and struggling with depression, too. Low-income young women are at the greatest risk for depression. The nonprofit Child Trends says this is a significant problem for their children, too. For a parent suffering from depression, the joys of the first 5 years of a child's life can be eclipsed by feelings of helplessness and defeat. Nurturing interactions like playing or reading with a child can become overwhelming tasks. For children, a parent who withdraws can lead to developmental delays and behavioral problems that can, in turn, affect health and well-being in adulthood and increase the risk of generational poverty. And the cycle continues. In the United States, nearly half of all young women aged 18 to 25 who experienced depression in 2014 received no treatment. And low-income families are less likely to be able to access affordable mental health care. This is bad news for all of us. Experts at Harvard University say the problem of maternal depression is so severe that it could undermine the future prosperity and well-being of society as a whole. When we support mothers struggling with mental illness, we help fight poverty. That should give us all peace of mind. More information is at MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.